Welcome to the MegaCast.
Welcome to episode 80 of the MegaCast. That is number 80. It's the 3rd of April, 2018, and we're joined tonight by Josh and Wilco. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, good sir.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, man. It's been an interesting week, hey?
It has. It's been a week, apparently. Doesn't feel like it.
And we're 80 episodes in now. Like, that's... We're getting close to the 100.
Oh, don't say shit like that. I'll cut this shit down.
Still, it's 20. It's 20 weeks off.
Like, no, it's really. It's about 25 to 26 weeks off.
Yeah, it's a while off. We're bound to miss a few.
That's half a year, yeah. Josh.
it's a long fucking time.
But fuck, we're already in April, guys. That's going to go quick.
I wonder if knowing us that episode 100 will be at PAX.
No. Oh, actually. It'll be very close. It might be close. To be honest,
it might be close.
6 months from now puts us in October.
It does.
The start of October, though.
We're bound to miss a few episodes.
We've pretty
here
much
and there.
Got to hit a 50% strike rate, and we'll have it at PAX. So it's just another reason for us to be slack. I like it. It's good.
It justifies it for us. We have to miss this one because we want episode 100 to be at PAX. We have to do it.
But we'll end up doing it, so the fact that we get to 98 at PAX and we go, oh, fuck it, we'll aim for next year for PAX.
At the moment, episode 100 will fall around the 21st of August.
Hey, happy birthday to me. So
there you go. Bloody hell. Well, welcome again to your weekly dose of banter and bullshit as... we jump into it. We'll start with you, Josh, this week. What have you been up to for the past 7 days, man? What have you been playing? What have you been doing?
Not a lot.
Have you been fucking playing more Sea of
Thieves? Yeah, more Sea of Thieves. I played some more of that over the Easter long weekend. Happy Easter to everybody, obviously. With Wifey. Still enjoying it. Still good. I do find myself now needing a little bit more time away from it every time I get off, so that when I get back in, I'm still excited for it, if that makes sense. But like, it is still a really enjoyable game, and even though nothing changes, everything kind of changes every time you jump back in, because you know people have been grinding, and they're so much better at everything with the
game. Fucking your shit up.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. But
we're hopefully going to get some interesting news on that in the next day or two, where they're going to address what mechanics they're addressing first in the game. So we're hoping things like respawn distance, so where the ships... They want to get ships further apart after you kill each other, where at the moment you pretty much end up an island away, which is just too close.
Yeah, that's one thing we found. We got wiped out by someone.
So they are talking about, hopefully, explaining how they're going to be addressing that in the fairly near future sometime this week. So I'm pretty excited to hear the news that happens this week, and that's going to get me...
It might be overpowered, but it'd be really fun if you could give your ship battering rams in place of like a cannon.
People
or two.
Do it anyway.
Like, so yeah, I know, but like a proper battle, like a big metal front, and it makes your ship slower, and it means you can't have maybe as many cannons on the ship, but you just... just ram pricks. Yeah. That'd be so much
fun. That'd be funny. Look, I hope that there is some stuff that they do address, like the respawn distance, but I hope that they don't really go in down the line of putting, like changing too much about combat or anything like that, because that's part of it, you know. Yeah. Like it's good. What they've got there is solid.
Yeah.
Don't put in. Okay, like if you kill the same ship twice in a row, then you get debuffs or anything like that, you know, because that's just gonna fuck it. I
honestly want them to, if my ship gets sunk in a battle, I end up on the other side of the map and respawn with no supplies. That basically says you've lost that battle, you need to go stock up and get ready and don't go back there to that fight. Because at the moment, people just don't care that if they get sunk. They actually get rewarded for being sunk because you are only an island away and you get your fully stocked ship that's brand new, where the other person who you've just been battling with has no supplies left. They're the ones who have to actually break away from battle then and go restock or sink their ship, which a lot of people do. And I think there needs to be a death penalty, to be honest. I know they took out the idea of death cost, but whether it's...
I'd back that, actually.
Whether it's... I think it's a 30-second cooldown at the moment. If you dive a couple times in a row, then all of a sudden it's a 2-minute cooldown. Something like that.
Or what if they bring up? What if they just bring up PvE and PvP? So the same rules apply in PvE servers as what they do now. So it's nice and friendly and everything like that. They did the same thing with MMOs and WoW. Mm-hmm. So if you play on a PvE server, you can only attack the opposing faction inside very particular areas around the world. On a PvP server, no. If you choose to play on a PvP server, you're accepting the fact that you're going to get killed. And in a PvP server, if you lose your ship, you have to pay money for a new one.
Yeah, but that changes the whole concept of the game that they came with.
It does.
Yes, it does. But it splits it too. It makes people that actually want to play the crazy serious one, gives them a chance to do that.
The biggest problem with the game at the moment, and I'll be writing this in my impressions thing fairly soon, it's one of the key parts of it, is the fact that to PvP with someone, it is 100% reward and 0% risk. Like, that's not a balanced game at all. Like, if you decide you want to attack that person there because they've got stuff on board and you sink your ship, what's it matter? There's no penalty for you whatsoever because you've generally probably got no loot on board. And if you do sink them, hey, cool, you've just got a whole heap of chests. It's completely unbalanced in that fact that it's the risk versus reward part of that game. And that's why people grief. And we've just hit the 2-week free trial ending period, so I'm hoping that we've weeded out a few people. But they're talking about 2 million people in the first 2 million unique users in the first week or so of gameplay, which is pretty sick.
I wonder how many of those are from,
I would say, a free account, to be honest.
Yeah. I just feel like that everything that we're talking about now, everybody went into the game full knowledge that that's what it was. You know, like that's what it is. Yeah, I think maybe they can change some things.
I think you'll find a lot of people went into that game not knowing what it was. A lot of the people who got it for free went into that game not knowing. That's why there was so much backlash. We spoke about that last week. Half the reason is because their expectations were set from things they'd heard or trailers they'd seen. They didn't actually know what the game was. Mm. And I think that was a big problem as well.
Yeah. But the other option I see is I don't know whether I talked about last week, but if you dig up a chest and it's worth 300 gold, you can have an option of getting 150 for it and half the rep, and the law reason would be, hey, you've just given it to a mercenary who's going to go back and drop it off for you, and then you're getting the reward and the cash straight away. You're only getting half of it, so you can still decide to say no to that and go drop it off. But at least then you're getting away from that griefing of people just camping outposts and all that two hour of work. And you get nothing for it because someone got you at the last second and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, it's an interesting mechanic. I love the mechanic that I'm sailing along. I find this villainous skull that's worth like 1,300 gold, and I'm just like, nearest outpost, please. And if I see anyone on the horizon, I'm going the opposite direction because I'm not losing this shit.
Yeah.
Just really quickly, speaking of seas and speaking of thieves, if you hear some noise in the background, I have a current ocean falling from the sky. Because we're expecting a hurricane/cyclone to hit over the next 24 to 48 hours.
You're supposed to sail around those storms,
not
mate.
At all.
You sail
in,
around them.
Into the thieves portion of that, if it does hit, I'm going looting. So a good couple of days for me.
Again, totally off topic here, but there's not gonna be anything left for you to loot because everybody's already bought all the bread and the milk for their bread and milk sandwiches.
I'm going for TVs.
It's Mackay, though. There's not that much actually of value in that town anymore, to be honest. So
there's actually somebody told me today that their partner works at Woolworths or something. They said no, Woolworths have brought getting another 2,000 loaves of bread today into the stores because they're already sold out. I'm like, fucking like the
people
the
lose their minds when a cyclone
says
is
not,
fucking
like, by
1,000
Friday,
Ks,
it's still not going to be on the coast. What are people fucking worrying about? You know, like. Anyways,
it's the bottle shops you got to be worried about. They're the ones you got to worry about. But back to the topic, I think it's bringing up some very interesting tactics. This whole being attacked at any time, like people will sail past an outpost and then they'll send two members off board with the valuable pieces of loot. They won't stop; they'll just keep on swimming. Those people will then cash those in while the other ship's chasing them, and then they'll get the mermaid or merfolk back to the ship, and then you just keep on going around the four or five outposts and dropping people off. People are hiding stuff up in the crow's nest because people don't look up in the crow's nest. There's all these really cool, interesting tactics that the the community starting to think up, and like even the fact that if you don't want to attack someone, you approach them with your cannons facing straight up, or you have your lantern out. Things like that is signifying in game that, hey, I'm not here to kill you.
I'm not here to be a dick.
Yeah.
I would love it if you could plant mass exploding barrels on your own ship and then lure people onto your ship and then blow your own ship up.
That'd
be fun.
I did that.
That'd be cool.
And I think that may be that. I reckon that's one of the areas where people need to get punished for dying. If that's what you do, if you just grab a barrel and jump on and blow yourself up, and you do that twice, that's where you need to go to a 2 minute or a 3 minute.
Well, that was the original death cost that they put in. Yeah. If you kill yourself in a stupid way, you're gonna have to pay for that. On a side note, I actually finished the lore book, and it's a really, really good read. So I won't spoil it for anyone if they do get their hands on it, but it's very, very well written and just tells a really interesting story in the Sea of Thieves worlds, and it lends itself to all the mechanics that are in game. So it references the merfolk as they're there to help you when your ship, and like it goes to explain sort of why they're there, and it explains the Fairy of the Damned and how life before that was a thing would have been really tough because you only had the one life, and how it's changed the sea and all this other stuff. So it's really well written. Cool. But,
well, I'm going to cut our Sea of Thieves talk right here because it's been 11 minutes and it was always fucking spoken about pretty much. So, Josh, what else have you been playing?
I'll get on to the next one. We discussed it a little bit last week. Ours and Vows, actually.
Yeah, I've been playing that too.
Yeah.
From Young Nico and the guys at Chaos Theory. So I picked that up pretty much yesterday, actually, and been playing a little bit of that. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting.
It's a good game. The issue I have with it is the ads. It's 30-second ads every time you finish. But
It is free.
I would like though a monetized version where I pay, I don't know how much.
There might be one. Because they're saying it's in like a beta
launch. So I'm hoping that's a thing. Because it's not just 5-second ads. They're 30-second ads and you've got no way of skipping them. But the actual gameplay itself, the mechanics, really cool.
It's pretty cool. The one thing, I'm pretty sure I've come across a word that it's asked me to put in there that's actually not a real word because it doesn't come up in dictionary.com or anything like that. So I'm not... Well, but, you know, like it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
The big thing is obviously QU is like a hard one to use, but their points are worth a lot. But QUE is not a word, apparently.
No.
And they're always, it's always there. And I'm like, just let me, that's a word. Come on.
It's a word. It's cute.
Yeah. But anyway, it's fun. And the best part is I'm playing it on my partner's phone because she's got the Apple and she's enjoying it as well. So we're actually sort of playing it together. Like we play most match three games is I'll do a few levels. She'll do a few levels. When she gets frustrated, she throws the phone at me and I do a few levels and then she wants it back. So I give it back to her and she does a couple levels and, yeah, it's good fun. It's got it's not the same thing over and over again, which is good as well. So
yeah, and I can see you know it being obviously really designed for somebody who is learning the dictionary and the language, you know, a younger person, because it's got the option there to actually go in and get the definitions of every word you find.
Yeah,
you know, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And fuck trying to do words over four letters, man, Nico. Oh. Don't make us think of words over four letters unless you shower us with S's or ing's.
Your fucking name is over four letters. Come on, man.
I got up to a level that said, please make 5-letter words, and I'm like, and 20 of them, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Luckily. I think I've just done one that was like, find 2 6-letter words, and I'm like, looking at the phone for an hour and a half going, I can't fucking see anything.
That is a good thing. There's no time limit on the levels I've come across yet. I'm assuming later on down the track there is probably time as a mechanic, but yeah, it's good fun.
So no, it's good. It's good, and they've got a little good little game there. The other thing that I've been playing, which I know we've all been playing in some way, shape or form, is Far Cry 5.
Let's have
do you
a
want
chat.
To save this till the end? No. You want to save it till the end, or do you want to get into it now?
I'm not going to go into it too much because I am in the process of writing a review for this, and I'm really hoping that I'm going to get it out to everybody by the end of this weekend.
Yep.
But
oh no, I've got shit to say. I'll be saying it. Don't worry about that.
It's one of those. This may sound really dumb, and you guys may not agree with me, but I kind of lump it in with what I said about Mass Effect Andromeda.
Ooh, it's good. Ouch.
It's a good game.
You're saying Far Cry's dead?
Yeah, no, 100% disagree with Far Cry, with Andromeda being anything close to a good game.
But it's not a good Far Cry game.
No. I think. The difference is Mass Effect Andromeda was not a good game, even if it was a Mass Effect game. It wasn't a Mass Effect game. It was a fucking steaming pile of gutter trash.
Yeah, I said what get-go. I said about Mass Effect. I said it was a good game, but it's not a good Mass Effect game.
Yeah, very wrong.
This is a good game, but it's not a good Far Cry game. That's what
you
I
don't
reckon.
Want to make an argument starting with the fact you pointed out that you're wrong in the first place and saying, now listen to me.
Now he did also say you might not agree with me, and I agree with that statement because there is absolutely no universe that I agree that Mass Effect Andromeda is a good video game, even if it wasn't a Mass Effect game.
I think Mass Effect Andromeda is good enough to win our receipt. Have you got your receipt award for this year as well?
2 years in a row, yeah. I found my receipt and I returned it again, you bunch of cunts.
I think, as I said, I think it's a good game. I'm just not sure if it's a good Far Cry game.
Okay, we'll wait. We'll wait until the end and we'll talk about it. We'll lead that into the news with our Far Cry chat.
Yep, sounds good. And that's pretty much it for you, Josh, is it?
That's it. That's pretty much it. I've been finished reading Ready Player One. Yeah, that was a book.
It's not a bad book. I read it a little while ago. I didn't finish it. I got up to the part where they're floating around in that thing and they do the dance upside down and that weird stuff, and I pretty much
spoilers,
put it down
man.
There. Not for any reason. No, they're dancing, motherfucker. It's not a spoiler. People dance in movies. Don't watch Footloose. The whole thing is spoiled already by the fucking name.
Damn it.
So,
I'll take that off my list.
I got up to that part in the book. From what I have heard, and this is gonna be. I haven't seen the movie. I know the book was littered with 80s innuendo, like 80s pop culture references.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've heard, the pop culture references in the movie are a lot more recent.
Yeah. I've heard there's, you know, there's still some 80s stuff in there, but it is a lot more recent stuff.
I was hoping because the 80s is that's a lot of the charm for me. But anyway, that's fine. Whatever. We can, we'll move on. Wilco.
What have I been doing?
Pretty much the same thing as Josh.
Yeah,
how's
the vows? Sea of Thieves. Let's talk about Sea of Thieves for a bit. I've been playing a bit of... Nah.
Jesus. We're gonna have a Sea of Thieves minute until fucking you two stop talking about the game in every podcast. Now you're limited to a minute.
No, bad luck. We're going to be talking about it a lot because there's going to be lots of things happening soon. We've got plenty of news on it. I'll talk about it then. Obviously, Far Cry 5, which we'll talk about in a sec. I downloaded some demo of some Find a Word game on Switch. I don't know why. It's coming soon.
There's nothing else to play on Switch right now.
I don't know. I did. I played it. It was interesting. It was good. I tried to give my daughter. It's a bit old for her, but she enjoyed it. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I downloaded the Harry Potter Hogwarts school thing on mobile after someone
Harry
was
Potter
raving
Girl
about it.
Yeah, I read that as Harry Potter Mobile Suit, and I thought it was Mobile Suit Gundam, and I'm like, they released a Harry Potter Gundam game? Where the fuck is... Where was I for this? That'd be fucking sick. Mech Wizards? What is going on?
I think we've just found awesome. The best franchise awesome. To come to Ethnic in a while.
Mech Wizards.
But yeah, I almost fell asleep playing it, and I've turned it off. So it keeps on telling me that it's on my phone, and I should come back because my energy levels have increased again, but... Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Oh, good.
So,
those ones.
The only other thing is, we're back with Netflix. I think I said that the other week. Got a free trial, and my partner's found Riverdale, so we're watching The Adventures of Archie, binging it.
That is next to insufferable. That fucking show. I cannot deal with the contrived nature of every single fucking character in it. It makes me weak. It makes me so upset.
Well, that's what we're doing at the moment. Slowly getting through Pirates of the Caribbean, the new one as well, just because I'm in a pirate mood with Sea of Thieves. So that's how I do my paperwork at the moment, is I have Pirates of the Caribbean on one screen and I do my paperwork on the other. So,
rad.
Yeah.
Cool. I have been trying to watch a movie for a while. It's one that... Jess has been trying to get me into. What's it called? Extinction or something? The one on Netflix. Is it? I don't know what it's called.
Not Extinction.
Annihilation. Yeah, I've been trying to watch that for the past week. Apparently, it's really good. I haven't watched it yet. I was going to watch it tomorrow night. Hopefully, I get to.
Oh, shit.
Which would be really nice. But
I'm going to go do the John Wick double very soon because that's on Netflix.
Oi. That's so good. So fucking good. Watch The Raid as well while you're at it. The Raid 1 and 2 are sick movies.
Just watch Game
anyway,
Over, man.
No, that was pretty good too. That was pretty funny. It's like Die Hard mixed with Workaholics. I watched that the other night. Anyway, I've been playing some games. Ni No Kuni 2, still plugging away at that. I've sort of picked it back up because I played it for a couple of days, then Far Cry 5 came out and I jumped on board and played some co-op until the bloke I was playing co-op with had a game-breaking bug and has now returned the game, I believe, the last time I checked. We couldn't do anything. Yeah, we couldn't do anything. It completely broke the game. Completely broke the game. I guess, okay. So he would just spawn and die, and then spawn and die, and then spawn and die, and then and you go into it, you go reload from the last checkpoint, spawn and die, and spawn and die, and then spawn and... we've got a video of it. I should post it up. I'll try and get him to send it to me, but more like what happened was he was in a helicopter, and he completed the mission, and he must have crashed or jumped out of the helicopter as he was completing the mission, and it's auto-saved right before he hit the ground. And there's nothing you can do.
No.
There's nothing.
Because there's no multiple saves in that game, is there? You can't go back to a previous save.
So he's asked me, he's like, man, I need your help. I think I fucked this game. I need you to come in because if you're in my game, maybe you can revive me. And I was like, that's a good point. I joined his game. We both immediately died and then it kicked me out with an unknown error. I'm like, whoa,
you've
fucked this game. Yeah. So then we both exited the game. He invited me to his party from the main screen. And then we both joined the game together. And we would both spawn in the air and immediately die. And it's unplayable. You cannot get past it. There is not enough. There is less than, I would say there's less than half a second before the spawn, before you spawn and immediately die. You can't open your parachute. You can't open the wingsuit. You can't... There's not even enough time to bring up the menu to fast travel anywhere. The screen undims, you're dead. The screen undims, you're dead. There's nothing you can do.
I was going to say, fucking good rough. If you could just... if you had that split second to go in and add somebody like one of the NPCs to his roster that can then come and revive you.
Yep, nope. There's not enough time to open the menu.
Fuck.
So he's quite filthy. He put a good 25 hours, 30 hours into it before that happened. So I think he said he was going to return it if he couldn't fix it.
Yeah, I don't think it's
so. I was also playing Far Cry 5. but back to Ni No Kuni. So I jumped back on Ni No Kuni after I stopped playing co-op with a couple of my mates and stuff like that. And still really enjoying Ni No Kuni. It's very, there's some problems with it. It still has not... It might be getting close to the end. I think we spoke about it last week. The game starts off with a nuclear explosion, which is not something that I was expecting out of something that looks so happy and loving. And I'm pretty sure I'm getting towards the end of the game. From what I understand, there's like 9 or 10 chapters, and I'm at chapter 6 or 7. Not one mention of it yet. Not one mention of what's going on with that nuclear explosion...
Yeah,
world.
I think you said last week that you started off and you're the president of that other world and then you watch the world explode.
You're the president of what is supposed to be, I'm assuming, the United States, and the country gets nuked and you wake up in a new world and he very quickly goes, oh, well, this is home now. Still hasn't mentioned it.
He's accepting.
At all. I'm not accepting it. I'd like to know what the fuck happened,
he's
please.
He's just moved on.
Yeah. So unless there's some weird side content and missions that I'm missing... but I'm very much in the full swing of getting my kingdom up. This is where the SimCity portion of the game comes in from about chapter 4 onwards, maybe. You get to build your empire and you've got to go out and do missions and bring other people into your kingdom and then put them at the right places so they're happy, and then you get more money to build more things like a bigger lumber yard and expand your kingdom and all that sort of stuff. It's a very, very good game. I'm enjoying that greatly. I'm considering going for the Platinum Trophy. Apparently, it's going to take me about 150 hours.
Is that all?
I'm enjoying it greatly, though. There are some flaws with it, that's for sure. It's not a perfect 10 out of 10 for me, but it's a very solid 9. Enjoying that game immensely. The other thing I've been playing... Oh, fuck. Here we go. So I decided to really dive into Street Fighter 5 over the past few weeks because... I think I've explained before, I feel really bad saying that I'm a fan of fighting games, but not being good at a single Street Fighter. Because I'm a massive fan of fighting games, and I'm not good at a single Street Fighter. So I decided to jump into 5 and try to get to Gold, which is an online rank. Yeah, that's probably going to be pretty hard. It's there's a lot to learn. Not as much as something like Tekken or a Guilty Gear or a BlazBlue or even a Dragon Ball FighterZ, but still, jumping in now when everyone already knows their stuff is pretty hard. I've been streaming a lot of it. The streams are doing quite well. Thank you to everyone who's coming and chilling out with me in those streams. I'm maining Cammy, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm going to continue. I don't know. I'd sort of looked, and I was looking, and I was going, who was... Because I have played it in the past. Like, I haven't played Street Fighter V or 4 or anything. I just never took them seriously. It was always, you know, have a couple of matches with a mate, then turn it off. I never played online or anything. Never actively tried to get better and practiced and, you know, practice combo strings and spend a lot of time in training modes and stuff. It was always just sort of play through the arcade every once in a while and with mates when they're around. Cammy, because two reasons. One of them is the same reason I picked Brian Fury. From what I understand about the game and from my limited knowledge, Cammy was a character that you needed really strong fundamentals to be good at. Learning a character like Cammy and learning those strong fundamentals and hit confirms and good spacing and everything means that you can very easily transition to other characters. It's harder to learn fundamentals in fighting games than it is to learn combos, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Movement, positioning, hit confirming, frame data, all that sort of stuff is integral once you get past the beginning stages of the game, and it's a lot harder to learn that stuff. So doing it on a character without many gimmicks and a character that forces you to learn that stuff is better in the long run, I believe. So it's the same reason I picked Brian Fury. And secondarily to that, she's got a sick ass and looks real good in the game. Okay. So, you know.
I know you've always been such a massive Ryu and Akuma fan.
Oh, no, fuck. Man, so 90% of the people that I verse online are fucking Ryus, and it's starting to grind on me. I'm just like, fucking... And it's not even the same person. It's so many different people. On stream, I can go, this is going to be a Ryu. And 9 times out of 10, I'm right. And I don't even have to think about it. Like, this is going to be a Ryu. 9 times out of 10. It's either Ryu, a Ken, an Akuma, or a Karen. I think I fought one Blanka. I fought one Guile. I fought him twice, but it's the same Guile. And I fought like a couple of other characters. I fought like an Ed. I fought an Ed twice, looks like a tosser, by the way. He looks like he's from 2007 MySpace. It's hilarious to watch him. Welcome to the Black Parade years, straight up. But yeah, so been playing a lot of Street Fighter V. Really enjoying it. Going to continue to play it. Loving the fact that I've transitioned to be sort of a fighting game streamer. And I'm really excited to bring this the Central Queensland fighting game community together, or try to bring it together anyway, and do something here with the with fighting games and do some local tournaments and stuff. I'm really keen on that. So yeah, watch out for news on that if you're around the Central Queensland area, because that'll be starting up very, very soon. Calling it the CQFGC, Central Queensland Fighting Game Community. That'll be sick.
Jumping back just quickly, the other thing I did forget to mention is I went out to a mate's place on Saturday, Friday night maybe, and had a Halo 3 tournament. And
yeah,
that game hasn't really aged very well.
No.
That's all. Funny that. That's all I really wanted to say there.
Yeah.
So
Did you have fun though?
It was all right. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. This guy's got so much stuff, man. I think I sent you.
Yeah, he sent me some photos. Yeah, he sent me some photos. That's
But he's got. Yeah. He had. One, two, I think he had 7 or 8 working Xbox 360s that were all plugged in. So it was like he had a big turnout for it, which was pretty cool, but yeah.
That's too many.
Mm-hmm.
That's too many. Like, that's one is probably too many in these days. But, you know. I guess we'll talk about Far Cry 5 now. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. That's about it.
That really sums it up. Like, seriously, that sums it up. For a game that all three of us were pretty excited to get our hands on, to sit here and go, yeah, it's all right.
But it seems to be getting praise from a lot of people. Like, a lot of people out there are saying it's amazing and it's the best thing ever.
I wasn't really that... I was excited to play it for its co-op elements and the story... Yeah. Was a little bit odd to me. And last week, I think I said last week, it's one of the most intense openings to a video game I've seen in a while. That's still true, that the characters are all very intense, but that intensity sort of... There's no...
Dies off very, very quickly.
Well, no, it doesn't die off. It just stays. Yeah. It's the same intensity. And the problem is that the story is, and I think we were mentioning this before the podcast, Wilco, the story is so intense. Every single time these people come on screen, it's such an intense story. It doesn't feel like there's a build up to the story. It doesn't feel like it can progress anywhere because it started like at 10 and it hasn't gone to a 12 or a 15 or anything. It's just started at 10 and it stayed at 10. But there's so much downtime between those intense story elements. Like you might go and do side missions and just fuck around and kill bears and watch, you know, Wolverines bite people's dicks and stuff for 15 hours and then jump back into a story and go, oh, that's right, there's this massively intense...
Yeah, it's 10 minutes of story, 7 hours of gameplay, 10 minutes of story, 7 hours of gameplay, 10 minutes of story, 7 hours of gameplay. Yeah. And you just, like, you don't forget what's going on, but you sort of do because the world is so oblivious to what's going on. Like I was saying before, there's people just walking around the woods letting Wolverines bite them on the dick, even though it says, beware of Wolverines biting people.
Wolverine's going to bite you on the dick, man.
People just walk around going, oh, wow, look at that. That happened. Okay, cool. And there's people just fishing and saying, dude, can you catch me, the giant admiral, man? I'm like, dude, there's a cult killing everyone in town. But yeah, okay, man. Let's go fishing. And like, it's just so polar opposites. Like, but yeah, all I'm doing...
Not to mention, if there was actually a cult that was killing everyone... This is said in modern day America.
How many people are in that town?
Imagine the news crews. Imagine the news crews that would just be flying over there constantly.
But it's all locked down. You don't know what's going on. And
it's a very disjointed game, I think.
It's a problem. Like I said before we started, if this was a story they put into a very linear 10-hour experience, this would be amazing. Like the story, if they just stuck to the story and didn't have all the fluff in there to sort of pad it out, it would be amazing. And I've said from the start, like it's got this really terrible, like it's not the progression system, but I guess the pacing is what was that.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Like it's because it's an open world game and because you can do it however you want to. Like I could honestly spend 15 hours just running around, not even touching the story beats, and just have some dude tell me about there's flooding in some place downtown that I don't care about that he really needs the water taken out of. Or
like, I'm pretty sure there was a hostage mission where like it was a pretty big part of the game and someone was hostage, like, you got to get over there quick. And then I was like, oh shit, oh, but there's a bear, oh hang on, I want to go do this. And then it was like, oh well, now I've got to go take this back to town. And there's no urgency to the urgent portions of the game. And like you said before, like these characters, they're not as good, but they're up there with the likes of Naughty Dog characters. They are intense as fuck. They're quite, some people think the writing's a bit on the nose. I am 50-50. I think some lines are really a bit cringe a little bit, but some of it's really, really good as well. The characters are just downright creepy as fuck though. They're really creepy. These characters they're very creepy characters and quite well developed in the short time that they're on the screen. And if they had focused more really on that, then
I think,
you know,
the other thing
that,
that's on
story content could have been very
the other
good.
Thing that's on the nose is this whole Far Cry Arcade, which is supposed to be the way that they keep this game going for years and years on end. Every time you
I haven't touched it yet,
but every time you go near a thing, there's an NPC going, oh dude, this is like the best thing ever, you should have a go, or oh man, they've got some new levels in this thing, man. And like, you hear more about Far Cry Arcade from the NPCs in the game than you do about Joseph, John, Faith, and whatever the other dickhead's called.
I haven't even heard any of
you
that.
You walk up to a machine, man, and they're all over you. They're like, dude, you got to play this thing, man. This is amazing. Just come on, get in, man. New
it's
levels
like,
all
like
the time.
It's like on a Nimbin and getting hustled for weed.
I think the other thing that has really made it disjointed for me is when you're like the whole point is to take out the family before you get to Joseph.
Yeah.
Right. So you take one out, you know, and then he comes on and does this spiel and, you know, there's going to be penalties for this, and then nothing really happens.
Nah.
And then you go and you start on the next area, and then you might get, like, you go into this cutscene and Joseph's right there and he's talking to you like you just haven't killed his brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well,
come on, let's not go into spoilers, of course. Of course, everyone knows they're going to die, but it's fine.
But where's the consequence of that?
No, there's none.
Impacting the story somewhere, you know? Like, it just doesn't happen.
It's not just that. I mean, there's the other part where, and this is a little bit of a spoiler-ish, but when you're doing the first... When you're taking down the first lieutenant... I guess I did the inverted commas there. When you're taking the first lieutenant that you're supposed to, which is John?
You can do whichever one you want, but John is the one that 90% of people have done, yeah.
That's the one that they say, you should start down here, that sort of shit, right? Mm. He can just, like, there are certain parts where he just comes and gets you.
I hate that. I'm literally trying to do it. I finished an outpost. I'm just about to go find the safe, and he just rocks up and says, you're coming with me now. Hit him with a bliss bullet.
Yeah.
Well, get fucked, mate.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think that if it was that easy, you'd just be dead. Because he'd just come get you and kill you. Like... That is what real disjointed for me, where I was like, but if he could just do this, then why didn't he do this at the very start? Like, if you have this many people with these bullets, why wasn't I dead before this? Then there wouldn't be a game, I guess.
The other part too, like, you know. I know how much you hate The Division because it's a realistic setting with the bullet spongy people. What do you think, Perko, of the VIPs or the... what are the other ones? Ones that are basically on bliss that you've got to hit them with two full clips.
The angels.
Or the angels, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You don't have to. Like, headshots are still headshots. You still one shot them.
No.
Yeah, not you do.
It depends
on the gun. Depends on the gun.
I put like 6 or 7 shotties into one dude and he kept on coming at me. And yeah, it was...
I've seen your aiming, but Wilco, mate. Oh,
well, I'm taking, you didn't even hit him 7 of those times. You only fired 6 bullets.
Yeah, so I've got a desert, like the big revolver that I run around with. So my current weapons, and this is the other problem I have with this game, is the bow and arrow is just fucking overpowered. That thing is ridiculous.
I haven't even used one yet. I'm using the...
The compound bow. It's silent as fuck. You don't have to buy any upgrades except for a decent little red dot sight, and you take out 95% of people in that game with one arrow with shot to the head.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. You're like, well, yep. And they just go, oh. And then it's really satisfying to walk over and to see an arrow sticking out of someone's forehead. It was a good shot. It was a very, very good shot. And you can pick your ammo. A lot of the time, you pick your arrows back up, too.
Pick your arrow back up, yeah.
It's just so...
But the other thing, too, like, because I pre-ordered the game, I've got access to the 50 cal rifle. I don't need to get another one of them.
The sniper rifle.
Yeah, and I've got the ACRL. But all the automatic. And I don't need anything else besides that. Just put a few things on it.
I do enjoy using the 50 cal sniper rifle when you've got a sniper on the roof and you shoot them with that and they actually fly off the roof.
Yeah, but...
That's funny.
I ball shot, man. Like, I'll aim for the body and I'll drop it down a little bit. I'll shoot this guy. It's the fucking best feeling ever.
And I understand, with all the talk of violence in video games and stuff, I really do want to see some gore physics again. I know it's probably not going to happen anytime soon, and I know that I probably shouldn't want that, but there was just, remember when you used to play Soldier of Fortune and games like that back in the day, and you could just like hit someone with a shotgun and their leg would blow off? That stuff was really fucking cool. If I've got a 50 caliber gun and I thread it through a dude and he just falls down and there's no physical, even like a red dot, like there's no physical signs of any sort of damage on him,
I saw Pez put up his PS4 share this morning on Twitter, and it was, he went up to a guy, opened the door to get his car, and then a Wolverine, as he's got out, the Wolverine's come up and just
hit him on the dick.
I'm just like, yep, you want gore, there you go, you've got your gore. But there's no effect, he's just laying on the ground, his beak's been bitten off, and he's dead. That's the end of him.
Now, the other thing too, though, is the English in some of those help tips isn't the best either.
Yeah. Like, and some of the voice acting in some of the NPCs is pretty fucking average too. You can trade your
fishes in at the shop. I was pretty sure the plural was just fucking fish. It's one fish.
You are in regional America. Yeah,
you're in regional America, mate. Fish is Ian Alba here.
Fuck. Yeah, exactly. So maybe they got it really right. I'm not too sure. I really don't know. I'm not from regional America, but I'm pretty sure they say things like y'all and stuff there, from what I understand.
The other thing we mentioned quickly before we move on, before the podcast, though, was the fact that it's basically Ghost Recon Wildlands with the Far Cry name put on top of it. It's a smaller version because they haven't got such as big a map, but they've taken a lot of hints from Ghost Recon Wildlands. So if you...
I actually, and I never thought I'd say this, I enjoyed Ghost Recon Wildlands more than I am enjoying Far Cry 5.
Yeah, 100%.
I could agree with that.
Because you can play four-player co-op and it actually progresses everyone's game.
It progresses, yeah.
Yeah, that is one thing we haven't spoken about. That makes me fucking furious.
And it's only two-man co-op I've found. Yeah. And that's... Oh, seriously, you've...
So I've got no problem with two-man co-op. Like, two-man co-op is good. It's split, old-school split screen. Go co-op with a friend. That's cool. The fact that you join someone else's game and none of your story progress saves is dumb.
That's fucked.
Yep.
It's dumb.
You're effectively just a gun for hire.
Yeah. And you've basically got to... If you want to play it with a mate, you've got to play it through twice. Especially when we just said so that they've copied and pasted Wildlands into the Far Cry world, but yet Wildlands had a brilliant four-player co-op because you could just drop in, drop out. Hey, look, I've got this mission. I'm going to post it. You guys accept it. Now we're playing on my map. We're playing my story. We're progressing everyone along on that mission. And it was easy, but they've decided to make this hard for some unknown reason. Like, and it's built, like, you've got guns for hire. Like, you run around with four people, no problems at all in game. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an odd one, but, like, look, I'm having fun with it. I might have bounced off it for the moment, potentially, with some other games coming out and my fighting game streams and stuff doing well. I probably got, well, if the people are anything to go by, I'm a third of the way through the game because, you know. I don't know. It's just...
It's a very pretty game.
It's one of those things that I could put on.
A very pretty game.
Yeah. It's one of those things I could put on late at night and just play for half an hour and fall asleep.
And it has taken our Discord by storm pretty much. Every third post is Far Cry 5 to the annoyance of some people. But I think you've got it right on nail on the head, which is how I play Wildlands is I'm bored. I feel like doing some mindless shooting for a while. I'm going to put on Far Cry 5 or I'm going to put on Wildlands, either one. And... It fits that build perfectly because you can just go off and do whatever you want. It's just a shame that they're locked a really good story behind such a generic, generic, slow, badly paced game. So,
yeah, there is one thing we'll cover. We'll probably cover it now, actually. But I guess it just goes back to what we said before. The game's all right.
It's number one selling Far Cry game in the series. And then it's only been going for a week.
Not surprised. Not surprised. The fire mechanics are still cool, but it's not as cool as 2 because they've done it a couple of times now. But we'll move this one up. The Far Cry 5 rumors surrounding Bigfoot. Have you heard this? This is so fucking
I've done the... what do they call it? The stash mission.
Yeah.
Where Bigfoot first comes into it, or kind of does anyway.
Yeah. So there's a stash mission that more or less, you go up to this dude's cabin and he's a Bigfoot hunter and you do this weird shit and you more or less find his body with some suspicious looking footprints.
Have you done this? The stash?
You follow a blood trail.
Yeah.
Resident Evil tieback, the House of Horrors?
No, I haven't.
But hang on, fucking.
Yeah, sorry. We're talking about stashes. Like, I was just sort of bringing a better story. But anyway, okay.
Oh, fuck. anyway, so now all these people on Reddit are chasing Bigfoot around Far Cry 5. They remember back in the day when Vice City came out on GTA and people were sure that Bigfoot and people were posting screenshots of fuzzy Bigfoots in the forest and shit back in the days when screen resolution was pus?
Yep.
Now people are like, oh, I heard him. And there's Reddit threads dedicated to tracking down Bigfoot. The interesting thing is there is, in the game data, in arcade mode, there is animal Yeti.
Because arcade mode is based on you use the assets from a whole heap of other games, including Far Cry 4, which has the Yeti in there with the DLC.
Fair.
We knew that going
That's fair. But people are saying, you know, that they're sure that Bigfoot exists. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. If you want to read up on where the hunt is now, you can go to kotaku.com.au and look at the Far Cry 5 players are looking for a Bigfoot secret. Apparently, they're certain that it's there, going and throwing bait in a certain area or breaking, I don't know, breaking fucking twigs or some shit in the right area or bring Bigfoot out or somewhere. And if it does happen, it'll be cool to see.
Maybe.
But, you know, that's what this game's missing.
Gotta love Reddit.
Some cool secrets. Although I did. Oh, fuck. So this happened. We found another really bad glitch too. Me and my mate Shane, who were playing, I found a... I did a zip line, landed in this like backyard thing, and there's a trailer parked there. And I was like, oh, there's a fucking trailer. I noticed there was a trap door under the trailer. I was like, oh, there's a trap door under there. How the fuck do I get underneath this trailer? Like, it was just a trailer, like a ute trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. I gotta get... And then you walk around the side of the trailer and you can see release brakes. Oh, okay, cool. Release the brakes. And you release the brakes. Then you open up the fence and the fence opens up. And you go, oh, well, how do I push this... get behind the trailer? You can't push it. Shit. Well, I don't know how to get this. And then you look out the gate and there's a truck out there. I wonder if I can back up this four-wheel drive on this trailer and drive it out. Turns out you can.
Yeah.
Don't do it too fast, though. Because you will ram the trailer through the house and into the ground and then glitch the game out so badly that you have to get your friend to join your game. For me, the trailer was hanging out of the ground at like a 45 degree angle and everything was just glitching and shaking and going and like lots of noise and sound. Shane jumps in my game, goes, what are you talking about? It looks fine to me. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, it's just sitting there. I can drive it away if you want. I said, please drive it away. Please drive it away. Shane gets in the car and begins to drive it. The game goes, like errors out, fucking something chronic, as the trailer begins dragging through the ground, leaving many, 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 many trailers behind it. Like, just like thousands of trailers. Shane then parks the car. And he gets out of the car and he goes, see? And all of a sudden, the car just goes and just fucking catapults like thousands of kilometers away. And I'm like, oh shit. And Shane goes, what? I'm like, is the car there for you? He's like, yeah, it's sitting right there. I'm like,
yeah, nah.
Please get in it and drive it. So he gets in the car where there is no car and just begins driving around. And it's just him, just his model, like sitting in a car, just driving around with a fucking the sound of a truck.
Oh, that's gold.
And, so I've seen, yeah, we ended up getting down there and getting a really cool truck for it, but there's been some fucking great, like the glitch of me walking to that bar that I posted on Facebook and there's just a dude sitting in thin air, just sitting there. Just, and there's a whiskey just sitting there in thin air and he just looks at me as I walk in. He's like, hi. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're doing some planks, mate. You're a fucking idiot. Yeah, so the game is quite...
entertaining.
The game's quite glitchy.
It's Ubisoft. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Ubisoft and the new Bethesda, apparently. Well, that's it. I guess we've already done a bit of news, but let's do this.
This is the fucking news.
Okay, we'll do this first because we didn't do one last year, and there was some really funny news that happened that a few of us actually fell
some
for.
Some of them are sad. To be completely honest. Like, there's a couple of them that I want to happen.
Yeah, same. So the first one, and this one triggered me real hard.
It did fucking trigger you.
Oh, mate.
Oh, my God. I think it was the first thing I heard on that day was this story from you. What the fuck?
I was like, you fuck. I heard along the... There was a Facebook post that Michael Bay was going to direct a Western Gundam movie. And I was like, you fucking going to ruin another franchise.
It would look amazing. Seriously, it would be such a great movie.
Can go fuck yourself. It would just be Transformers, but probably even harder to see. And there'd be no Asians in it, which would piss me off because Gundam... Anyway, it'd be full of fucking Westerners and it'd be shit and it'd be bad. April Fool's, haha. That one got me because I got to the house and I was bitching about it and Josh was like, it is April Fool's Day. I'm like, it fucking better be. This one, I think, was from... Who was this one from? This was from an Australian outlet, I think.
I saw this. No, I linked
Press Start,
it.
I think.
I'm trying to... I'll very badly find this because our Discord's got so much chat. It's so long ago. But I'm pretty sure it was Press Start anyway. We'll go with that.
I think it was Press Start announced that Fortnite Battle Royale was coming to Nintendo Switch and all the characters were going to be Mario characters from the Mushroom Kingdom.
Which when would I first be actually saw that, really cool.
Yeah, but...
No, when I first saw that, I went...
Huh, it was Press Start, by
that's
the way.
About right. I went, no, that's about right.
When you copy and paste the link, the link is called Fortnite Switch Mushroom Kingdom April Fools. So I thought people would understand that when I copied the link, and everyone's like, did you fall for that? I'm like, dude, it says it in the link. But anyway, the fact they had... what's the bit I want is the 99 verse 1 Bowser mode that they... talked about in there, where
Bowser's just a unit and destroys everyone,
and then the other 99 people have to take him down. That would be sick, and I want that in my life. But anyway, it's an April Fool's joke.
Like Battlefield, but kill the deal with the pill.
How good would it be? But anyway, they did pretty well. Like the idea of that game sounds pretty good, and I don't care what anyone else thinks. I would play the shit out of that.
Yeah. This is one that Josh fell for because you told me about it the same night that I was whinging about Michael Bay.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Final Fantasy 14 is getting in like an online Go game.
I didn't realize this because we got the press release from the actual PR company.
From PR. Yeah, we did. And then there was another
That's commitment, hey. Yeah. That is fucking committing to your April Fool's joke, sending out press releases.
There's another one because Wilco put it into the Discord. And then, like, it was about maybe a half hour after Wilco's done that, another one's come out and said, oh, shit,
Hold on, by the way, not yet.
There's an embargo until this date. I'm like, oh, fuck. Better make sure we didn't put anything on the Facebook or anything. Had a quick look. No, we're all good.
But once again, it sounded plausible. The Final Fantasy 14... online, what was it?
Online gathering.
Outdoors, which is for Go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds like something they probably should do. Keep people in invested in their game while they're out, and like it makes sense. And the fact that it came with a press release, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, no problems. I didn't even realize it was 1st of April, so they did well. Yeah,
this next one's so fucking good. So CD Projekt Red, the guys behind the Witcher series, advertised for a designer of gaming environments. So they actively advertise for a Doge, which is just the fucking best thing in the world. And all these people applied, and they were like, you dumbs. Which I fucking love. This is also very good. Path of Exile had a statement that said they're releasing a Battle Royale mode, and their fan base went,
Rest in peace, shall we? But he would have been all over that. He would have been loving it.
Oh, he would have been spewing dicks. It would have been hilarious. Team Rocket took over all of Pokemon socials for the day. Cool. Like all of their YouTube channels and stuff had Team Rocket stuff on them, and saying we're finally going to catch Pikachu and shit.
And the Pokemon Go app went to 8-bit graphics for the day. People were up in arms about that too. Like, what the fuck's going on with this?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Finally, people would have been happy about it too. And staying with Pokemon, it was announced that Eevee was going to be a DLC player in Tekken 7. Which is fucking
gold.
Ridiculous. And Horizon Zero Dawn released a bunch of body pillows so you can be a proper fucking creep and snuggle with your favourite Horizon characters.
We didn't talk about the Google Maps doing the Where's Wally game for the next week as well. Where's Waldo?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm a Master Wally at the moment, so I've got that badge.
You are a fucking master.
That's what I reckon too. But it's the old school pictures as well. So, and I'm finding all the other things. Like you find him and his five friends. That's all they pick out. But there's a whole list of other things you used to have to find. I'm like, there's the scroll. There's that.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really cool. But I enjoyed that. And having to go to the moon to find him at the end, which was really cool. So
it's so hard on April Fool's Day to... Because you read stuff and you go, that sounds like it might.
Well, there's a lot of big things that have come out of it. I'm just trying to think. There was one that I can't remember now, but the main one I remember is Arma 3 Bohemia Interactive, I think it is, put out an April Fool's joke saying we're bringing go-karts to Arma 2, I think, at the time. Or no, it was Arma 3. Arma 3 just released. Everyone's like, oh, that'd be sick. Oh, and then like they're getting some momentum behind it. Like, oh, dudes, that's April Fool's joke. Oh, and then they end up bringing it into the game like a couple months later, the fully working proper model.
Yeah, because they wanted to,
It's great. But there's a couple other game projects that actually have come from April Fool's joke. So hopefully Battle Royale, Fortnite, Nintendo.
Fortnite.
Speaking of Battle Royale and Fortnite, have you seen this weird stuff that's going on in Fortnite?
No, I don't play it. I don't watch it. So, I avoid it.
Ever since, I think it was April 1st when they released their latest patch, people have been seeing a comet in the sky. And it hasn't been there before. So if you look up on PlayStation 4 and stuff, you'll see a bright comet in the sky. And then on the 2nd of April, someone was like, I think that thing's getting bigger. And people's DualShock 4s are randomly vibrating around the map. And then on today, it's been confirmed that it is definitely getting brighter and it is definitely getting bigger in the sky. So now people are going, Fortnite have come out and said, the controller's vibrating is a bug. Don't worry about that. But people are starting to map where their controls are vibrating because they claim that they can do it on a pretty consistent basis. People have tried to get Morse code out of the vibrations, and a lot of people are sort of theorizing that this coming comet could mean something for the map. One player said that it would be a couple of weeks ago, they said it'd be really cool if a comet came and destroyed Tilted Towers and it became like a big crater area. So people are saying, well, maybe that's what they're doing. Yeah. Could change the map in some way, or some sort of special event coming. But yeah, if you go on Fortnite right now, look up in the sky, potentially by the time you're listening to this, it's all come out and we know what it was, and it was nothing or it was something. But there's apparently a comet in the sky that's getting bigger, which is one of my greatest fears, is just to look up in the sky and see the moon getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and having to come to terms that you are about to die.
But see, like, companies take this as a great example. Like, this kind of shit, this kind of marketing is how you want to announce shit in games. Just fucking...
Yeah, it is.
I'm just wondering, like, it's alien zombies, isn't it? It's alien zombies in Fortnite.
Funnily enough, Kotaku, and this is the best part, Kotaku sent a message to the guys behind Fortnite and said, hey, is this comet getting bigger for any reason? And all the devs of Fortnite sent back was the guy, you know, the guy with the crazy thing, meme? They had like aliens. They just sent back that picture.
Gold.
So they're definitely in on the joke, which is great. So we'll see. We'll see what the go is behind that. But don't play Fortnite because it's fucked.
Yeah, just.
It is still fun. Just.
Don't lie to yourself.
God damn it. It's fun in a group, but fuck. Moving into the world of comics. Remember a couple of years ago when that Fantastic Four movie came out and Marvel said, hey, Fox, we're not going to help you promote your shit movie. So guess what? Fantastic Four are no longer in our comic run. We're going to cancel all Fantastic Four comics. Now they're bringing them back.
Well, Fox. No.
That's about it.
Fantastic Four's Sony, or is it Fox? No, it's Fox. So they own them again. So they're bringing them back into the family.
Yeah, so they're re-releasing comics again. I think it's Fox. I don't actually. It might be Sony.
No, it was Fox because it was.
Or was it Universe? Fox.
I'm pretty sure it was Fox
because it was X-Men, and then they had to try and do something with that before they lost their license. That's why we got that last Fantastic Four shit pile.
Yeah. So if you're a comic book fan and you were a fan of Fantastic Four and wondering where they've been,
they're coming back.
Yay! No.
I always found them to be incredibly boring, personally. I'm not a big Fantastic Four fan.
But you're a big Overwatch fan.
Oh, yeah, this is so dumb. Hey, there are some times when I really back punishing people for saying really stupid things, especially on stream, if they're sponsored. This one I'm not too sure about. I understand that it could have been offensive, but how many times have we all, even as kids, have we all done this? You know when you make Asian eyes?
No idea what you're talking about, mate.
You grab the sides of your eyes and you pull them up. So they're slanted, like they're squinty sort of thing. So he did that. Someone came in and mentioned something about being Korean or versing Korean people, and he's gone, oh, I'm Korean, and pulled his eyes back. And now he's being apparently punished from his org for doing that. And he released a statement and said, I had no idea that that would offend anyone. I'm kind of with him on that. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
That's a bit of a thick statement.
I don't personally know. That's like for a person with glasses putting two circles up to your eyes and going, "Hey man, I've got glasses too." Haha. I don't see unless you're doing it in a derogatory way, like saying if he was making the accent and going, "Haha, I can't see anything. That's why I'm losing," or being derogatory about it, then I can definitely understand. But all he did was pull his eyes back and went, "Ha, I'm Korean." That is.
And meanwhile, on other parts of Twitch, you've got Ninja dropping the N-bomb like a few other people.
I don't really see the severity behind that.
But it's his org personally that's bringing the action. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's fair.
There are many other more important things to be worried about.
Street Fighter 5 news. Yeah, I'm going to fall asleep. You talk about this.
There's a new patch coming out, meant to be the 3rd, April 3rd, so it's either tonight or tomorrow, depending on whether they're talking about American. I'm assuming it's American, so it's tomorrow in Australia. Bunch of balance changes. This is a big, big patch. If you want more info on what's going on with it, then you can look it up. I believe it's on the Capcom blog. A lot of changes coming
They're
in.
Making the game good?
The person... I think it's been good since the arcade edition came out now. Okay. I really didn't like it when it first came out. I did buy Street Fighter V when it first came out, played it for a day and a half, and went, this is fucking shit, and didn't play it again. Now it's a pretty full-featured game, 2 years later. Well done on your beta, boys. I think it's quite good now. This patch has a lot of balance changes. Good thing I'm just new at it, because there's a lot of stuff to learn that is going to be very, sort of important when you're online. I won't go into it here. That's for another time. This is pretty cool, but...
Yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of this one.
2017's Game of the Year, Persona 5, will have an anime premiering on April 5th on both Hulu and Crunchyroll. I'm going to watch the fuck out of that.
Player Unknown Battlegrounds is getting anime. Sweet. How good is this?
You cheeky fuck. No, my personal Game of the Year for 2017, Persona 5, has its anime starting this week. Hey.
So, Keen. I'm wondering, I'm assuming it's just going to be the game in anime form.
It's usually not.
Usually they it's run usually alongside, not. But they tell a different story, isn't it? Because they did it with 4, didn't they?
They did. I haven't seen that one, to be honest.
And it's actually, from what I understand from people who played 4 and watched the anime, you watch an episode of the anime and then you play a bit more of the game and you sort of try and keep them going alongside each other, and it's actually fairly good. And it feels in story that you sort of miss.
It's supplementary.
Yeah.
To the main storyline.
Yeah, right. Mm.
But I really enjoyed the characters. I really enjoyed the story of Persona 5. There were some fucking scumbags in that game that I just really wanted to destroy. I'm keen for that. Very keen.
Oh, how good is this? Before we go too much further, anyone who hates us talking about microtransactions loot boxes, just give us 5 minutes and then we'll stop.
Five minutes?
Take your pants off and get that dick ready, because you are about to fucking splurge. Jesus.
Wow.
Okay, can someone write that down for the name of the podcast, please?
Take your pants off and get that dick ready.
Because,
transactions.
I'm too excited. My dick's ready. Shadow of War has removed all microtransactions 6 months after the game's release.
They haven't removed them yet. The date is July 17th. You'll no longer be able to spend real money.
I prematurely announced it. Fuck.
You are premature.
So they're gone. Gone.
I love this. They've put out a statement. Now, obviously, Perko nailed this on the head before the podcast about the fact that they've removed this because the game didn't sell very well.
I haven't even read the statement yet, and I'm glad I nailed it.
There is what they're saying is, while purchasing orcs in the market is more immediate and provides additional players' options, we have come to realize that providing this choice risked undermining the heart of our game, the Nemesis system. They've worked that out 6 months after release.
You fucking dicks. We were saying, oh my God. We were saying, you know what really sucks at this game? It's not the fact they put microtransactions in a full-price single-player game. It's the fact that it's in the Nemesis system game.
Yep. The whole idea was about going around and obtaining your nemesis and your orcs from playing in game, and they're stripping that away. That sounds like a bad idea. And then 6 months after release, they're like, you know what would be a bad idea? Is if we
did that thing.
We're going to remove it. Now, so 17th of July, for those people who are playing the game and have real money in-game to use, you need to use it by then.
I wonder how much they've made.
I don't think it'll be very much, to be honest. If they're taking it away, there's not that much money being made from these microtransactions. That's what it says to me. But they're removing the ability to purchase gold with real money, and they're removing orc followers from the war chests. I believe actually the whole war chests are going, it says further down, so they're removing war chests, but you still will get loot boxes, but you won't get them for real money, and they'll just have general cosmetic items, and no longer getting orcs from them. The interesting part is they're also improving the end gameplay, the Shadow Wars mode. It's being improved with narrative elements and streamlined for a more cohesive experience. But what that means for people who are halfway through a run of Shadow Wars at the moment, when you go back in, you'll have to restart that section of the game. But if you have completed it already, it'll remain completed. Mm. So that's some pretty big news, to be honest, in the world of...
It is big news. That is two pretty major publishers/developers either putting them in hiatus or removing them from games, AAA games, completely over the last 6 months.
And and there's a lot of... Yeah, so I almost got the feeling from Far Cry 5 they were trying to lead towards progression of you buy the silver bars and they're giving you little bits of it every now and then, but I don't think it's as bad as what we've seen, so...
Oh, Far Cry 5 still pisses me off there, even in there. Yeah, it shouldn't be in there. But you know, but they do give you options to buy the other, to buy the items with actual money in the game, and I haven't had an issue coming across money in that game yet.
Oh, shit, no.
But yeah, so this is a win for the good guys, and hopefully it's a trend. Like it is two times we've seen it now. We've also seen other publishers say they're not doing it anymore in their games.
People are starting to push back, and I think it's hurting their sales now. People are saying, no, enough's enough. Fuck you. We're not buying this because this is getting bad.
Yep.
And I think that's starting to work, which is awesome. It's so
cool. Also might be to do with the fact that they're legislating against it in America as well. But anyway, we'll see.
Could be.
Rumors of Spyro the Dragon returning. Yeah, cool. Whatever. Let's move on.
Man, this is going to happen. It was going to happen after the Crash. Crash reboot sold so well. And Crash is going to come to fucking Smash Brothers now, because he's going to be on Switch.
But yeah, there's a purple egg has been sent to IGN.
So they got a purple egg from a gentleman named Falcon McBob.
Do you know the cool thing that they did, Perko, and this is how they should have announced it, is in the Crash Bandicoot trilogy, back in the day, I think number 3, you pressed a button combo and it would start the demo of Spyro. Apparently it just made it...
They should patch that in now.
Apparently in the last patch... there was changes because that just made a noise, a funny noise. Now they've changed it and it's not doing anything at the moment. But in the patch notes, if you go data mine it, it actually does reference it doing something. And they reckon that that's how they're going to sort of announce it, was just turn that on one day. And
yeah, that's fucking cool. I hope they do that. That'd be awesome. That's
the best way to do it. But yeah, look, it's
that'd be a big fucking patch. Why the fuck is there a 14 gig patch for Crash Bandicoot?
If you talk about Sea of Thieves patches, that's what they did with Sea of Thieves for the first patch. Was a 19 gigabyte patch because it was just it was the client again. There was 150 bug fixes or changes, so they said it was just quicker for us to give you a new client rather than downloading a patch. So, because they had to get all certified. But that moves us into some Sea of Thieves news. How good's this? What a transition. Did you?
You get into this? Okay.
All right. I'm Sea of Thieves now.
Okay. Just walk away for a second, because a lot of people are getting this wrong, out there. So the Pirate Legend has first person. Prodigy X was the first person to get to Pirate Legend. Pirate Legend status, which is level 50 in all the characters now. He has done that quite controversially. Now, most people wouldn't care because it's a single...
Well, apparently. Apparently quite controversial.
No, he has done it quite controversially. He has been getting his followers to 3-man, like 12 or 13 chests. Then when they're about to go into Outpost, they invite him into their game. He then drops off those 12 or 13 chests. Gets all the rep.
So he's not there for the actual adventure of it. He's just there for the drop-in.
That's part of the news that's come out.
He instance jumps to find forts that are active, skull forts that are active. I honestly don't care about that kind of shit. It's his game. He's just missed a whole fucking part of the game that was the reason of playing it. The what's getting everyone up in arms and the hashtag not my pirate legend that's come out of Reddit.
Are you fucking joking me?
It's because Rare has said from the start that they will not, they are going to immortalize the first person who gets to Pirate Legend in the game somehow. And everyone's like, well, you're going to immortalize this guy who didn't play your game, like cheesed your game. Like, why? Like, and that's why they're saying he's.
Why do they do it in a really tongue in cheek
fucking kind of way?
This is
what I reckon they're
going
to do, because they've announced that they're going to make a comment on that this week. And I really want them to have. A prodigy skeleton sitting there on like a sun deck and like on an island, or him as an NPC. So you go down and you get he's a quest giver, and you go up to him and say, he gives you, can you get me one chicken? And then the actual comes up with a prompt saying, why don't you go get that yourself? And then it comes back with, I don't do that. I just get everyone to do the work for me. or something like that.
Yeah, something that like that. Or just like gold. When the Kraken attacks you, one of the tentacles comes out the water, it's just holding this dude and he's screaming like, ah, shit! That's the only time you ever see him.
To be fair, I've only read news articles about this. I haven't gone and watched any of the videos.
Nah, the news articles are...
And what Prodigy X has come out and said is that he did get some help from boosting.
Yep.
But everybody that he jumped into was part of his community that he streams with that have asked him to jump in and play with him.
I understand that.
So that's what he's come out and said, right?
I understand that.
And he's also said, yes, some of it was via boosting. But it was actually boosting because...
him before the game launched that explained how he was going to boost his way to the thing. So it was all premeditated as well. Look, I understand he's the top bloke because he's actually using his legend status to share that with the community. So he's inviting community members in with him now and saying, hey, look, we've got these legendary quests, which are supposed to get us legendary loot. Come along with me. And he's sharing that with the community as well. So I don't really care, to be honest, but I think Rare's that kind of company that will take it tongue in cheek and go, we are going to immortalize him. Don't worry about that. You'll enjoy it when you see it, and it'll be something like that. Like, it won't just be this.
Oh man,
really, really.
I hope it's just thing. Something real dumb, like just a Lemmington on a can, or just something fucking stupid that's just called his name. Just something ridiculous. Fuck
yeah! So that's been the big controversy this week on CSEs, but like I'm enjoying it still. So. And I'm still going to get the legend status, but not that way. Not that way. But the funny part was, like, he actually got the thing and spent about 2 hours trying to work out how to unlock the thing because he didn't know what he was doing. Mm. And his whole community's there working it out. Go watch some of the videos. They are pretty funny. So
this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
This next part's called the PlayStation Plus games for April are Mad Max and Trackmania Turbo. I've got Mad Max. It's actually still in shrink wrapping.
I enjoy it. Keep it in shrink wrapping now.
It's a pretty good game.
And I like this. The person who's put
Trackmania
it in.
Trackmania Turbo's better. That's fucking Trackmania awesome, man. Turbo's I've been wanting awesome. To grab that game for a while.
But I love the person who put this news article in the thing, called it Max PS4. So
Max
PS4. That's a different game.
But yeah, definitely jump on Trackmania Turbo. It is unreal. And I did like Mad Max, so give it a go. But
And the Xbox games of the gold is The Witness and Assassin's Creed Syndicate. The Witness is fucking a beautiful game. Very good game. And Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which is not so beautiful, but that's okay. That's all right.
No, maybe miss that one.
Give it a go. Can't be that bad.
It's free. Exactly. Just fucking smash it on there. What else are you playing on your fucking Xbox? Except probably Sea of Thieves, but you know.
Yeah.
No, you're playing on your PC if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, probably. Jump on, grab those games. Even if you don't intend to play them straight away, add them to your library, buy them because you might intend to play them later. And it's always good to have that. I've got a massive library on my PlayStation and Xbox just by doing that. Just jumping on and adding them to the cart, adding them to the library every month, making sure that I pick them up.
That's it.
Regardless. This is cool. Death Garden, a 5v1 shooter. Apparently, we're getting more info on it at PAX East this year. Yeah. It is from the team that brought us Dead by Daylight, Behavior Digital.
Because those 5v1 shooters, they went really well. They're like very popular.
What was it called? Evolution? Was it Evolution?
Evolve.
And Fable.
No, Evolution was the movie.
And Fable Legends, which didn't even get released. Cool.
No, it should be good. But when is PAX East?
It's like the next week or two. Everyone on Twitter starting to say that they're at PAX East, or a lot of the GDC devs from Australia that went over there are staying there to go to it. So it's not far away. It's like next week, I think. End of next week.
Because we make
this one's a bit of a weird one. Twitch has laid off a few people, apparently about 20 or something like that. I think I got it right in the article there. Primarily around their esports scene, around the competitive gaming scene. There are some people that have been doing their competitive gaming stuff for quite some time. And there's some things being said about it on Twitter. If you're a fan of Esports, if you're a fan of Twitch, then it might be in your best interest to go and check out what's going on. Twitch seemed to be siding with this is a place for streamers, not necessarily for esports or Esports. The fuck you want to say it.
But yet they're doing things like Overwatch League and things like that, so...
Yeah, it's an odd one. It's very odd. It could also be, all blown wide proportion, and these people might have actually just been dicks and sending really bad emails internally in the company. I don't know, but apparently they've laid off
people. Some of the statements I've read are the fact that we've grown so quickly. We employed people in certain sectors But as we've grown so quickly, we've realized that we actually don't need them that many people in those sections. So it's a readjustment. So where they're laying off 20 people now, that you probably see them put on 40 or 50 people, but in different areas to what the experts is.
Potentially.
So they're just overstaffed, and it's basically a restructure. And since they're owned by Amazon, look, things, shit like that happen because someone's looking over their shoulder.
A pretty big company.
Yeah.
That's it for the news this week. If you would like to ask us any questions, then please do so. Email us megacast@ultrasupermega.com.au or join us in the Discord. We don't have any this week because we've been lazy.
But since we haven't got that, I reckon we should talk about the review we got on iTunes, because this is a great time to say it. And
that's true.
This is true.
If you have got iTunes or Apple or access to it, even if you know an Apple store or Harvey Norman might have an Apple on display, you might be able to go in there, make a fake account and make a review. Go do it.
Yeah, chuck us a review.
Yeah. So we got it from, now is this your mate, Russell MMM? Russell Triple M?
Yeah, Russ, man, thank you so much. He hit me up a couple of days ago on Facebook. He said, hey man, just wanted to let you know I've been listening to the podcast for a little while. I'm really digging it. Had no idea that he was going to leave us a review. So thank you, man. Thank you so fucking much for doing that. It is much appreciated. And we do read every single one of those. Even the one-star ones, you devils.
I have found a spelling mistake in it. So the title of the actual thing is Blokes and Games, and it's 5 stars, and it's 11 out of 10 unbiased banter. Now, I think he's put un in front of biased. I think it's supposed to be biased banter, I assume.
Yeah, it's 100% biased. Yeah, cheers. And if you do want to give us a review, it'd be much appreciated. Head over to the iTunes store. Look for the Megacast. Look for all of our stuff under Ultra Super Mega. Chuck us some reviews. Tell us that we're dickheads. Tell us that our Australian accents suck the balls. And we'll love you forever.
I know another way people can get us their questions too, if they are interested. We will be at Twitch Brisbane Party on the 14th of April, or I will be. I don't know about you. Are you going to be there, Perko?
Oh, fucking oath, I'm going to be there.
Is that a yes?
Man, I'm going to be there so much.
So write on a napkin. Give us your phone number. A sleazy napkin. Can you make it like it's got some stains on it? And, you know, write your phone number and put like a little love heart on there, and then write your question below that, please. That'd be great.
Yeah. 1-800-MECH-WIZARDS. You'll get me. We'll jump through to what we're looking forward to, because we're going to close this thing out. Wilco.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that Brisbane Twitch party. I've got it all planned out. I think Timbo's driving to my place and I'm giving him a lift, or something happens. We're going to double. I don't know how that was going to end, but
carpool.
We're going to carpool down there, the two of us. So we're going to meet up. I know Stevie Jazz talked about he's going to be there. I'm assuming Benny from the 8-Bit World, and hopefully Brendan's there. I don't know if he's in Brisbane that weekend or not, but hopefully he'll turn up, and a few of the other guys that we know and love should turn up. But that's going to be pretty exciting. But as for games,
that will be sick.
I'm sort of half getting excited about God of War, but I'm half not.
I'm the same on that one. I hope it surprises me.
Yeah.
I really do.
There's State of Decay 2 is sneaking under my radar. I'm getting pretty... I keep on forgetting about
that's
it.
That's next month, I think, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's May. It's very, very close. So it's the end of May, though. But that's got Detroit Become Human in it as well. So I'm sort of... That'll be my first choice, and then State of Decay 2 will follow after that. But still, Jurassic Park Evolution sneaking right under everyone's radar, and I can't wait for that fucking shit. That's going to be awesome.
Cool. Josh.
So, picked up and paid off a couple of games over the weekend.
Yeah, you did.
So, paid off God of War, so I am keen to get into that. And I paid off Extinction as well, which comes out 6 days, 7 days, something like that.
The game looks fucking weird.
Yeah, I'm just... I'm going in, no expectations, and I'm just going to see what I get.
I've never heard of it, man, so good. Fair. Enjoy. You know?
So I don't know, something about it just made me think, you know, I might try that. But I also picked up A Way Out, and we tried to organise it the other night. Didn't quite happen, but I think that you and I are gonna play through that, Matty. We'll try to.
Yeah, anyways. Potentially. Yeah, we'll stream a bit of it. Have a go. Have a bit of a whirl.
See what it's like. Fun.
I keep on thinking that's an Xbox game for some reason, but you obviously got that on PS4.
PS4, yeah. And look, I've heard good things.
I've heard things. I've heard that people were expecting a different game.
Yeah, like a pirate game where you could just sail around the world and do whatever you want to do.
I am also really looking forward to just finishing Far Cry 5.
you will not finish it. I 100% guarantee. Oh, I know you're reviewing it, so you have to finish it.
So I'm like on my last lieutenant now, and then I've got Joseph, I think it is, and then I'll be done with it, I think.
No, so I'm looking forward to just getting that done. You'll play it all. You'll keep on going. Mm. You come back to it for arcade days every other day. Do you know the weird thing I found with that game? Okay, so it's got club challenges, the rewards. It's got the weekly ones, and it says, please go play a featured map. So I went, okay, cool. I'm going to go into the arcade section. It's going to come up, featured map, and I'm just going to play it. I'm going to get whack this out. This is going to be quick as. This is going to be good. There's no section for featured maps in there. In their arcade section, has just got new maps, maps that are popular, and that's it. So there's no way of finding a featured map that I can see easily. So
seems pretty logical.
Yeah, it seems like a redneck's made it, to be honest. I think it's actually one of the Joseph or someone's gone, oh, I can make a game, and that's what he's done. So anyway,
it's come straight out of Montana.
That's it. What are you looking forward to, Perko?
Oh my God, I'm going to Brisbane. Holy shit. I'm going to Brisbane next Thursday night.
Look out, boys and girls.
I'm very keen. I am getting day drunk at O'Malley's in Queen Street on Friday. If you're in Brisbane, hit us up. I'm going there at 10 a.m. I'm going there with Joey, actually.
And he'll be asleep by
12. I rang fucking Joey and I was like, we're taking the day off. We're getting day drunk at O'Malley's. And he's like, okay.
You mean Joey's alive?
Yes. Yeah, Joey's alive. He's been working real hard.
Fucking
so, up. Yes, that'll be really, really fun. We're going to do that. And then we're going to do the Twitch meetup the following night at Netherworld.
You
which
know,
I'm
that's not a night
for.
Thing. That's a 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. thing.
It's going to turn into a night
thing. Yeah, no, but don't turn up at night expecting anyone to actually be there. So.
No, I won't. I won't turn up at night time. That's why we're getting day drunk the day before so I can get home in the afternoon and have a fucking sleep my hangover off. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm really, really keen, really, really excited. Gonna be great. And looking forward to more Street Fighter V and Ni No Kuni and God of War. It's more of a question, maybe, potentially. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe you're excited.
I think the only thing that's going to get me to really get excited about that is that there's nothing else at the end of the month that I'm looking forward to. And it's going to be in that little period between Far Cry 5.
I put it in the outlook. I just kind of hope it's not going to be Horizon 2.0.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it's... I don't know. I don't know what I think. We'll
is it open world? Is it open world? No, we'll see.
Apparently it's linear, eh?
Apparently it's like all based on one shoot. This is the thing that they're talking about. So from start to finish, it is just one scene. And there's no like... It doesn't just drop out and changes areas. Like if you go from here to there, you got to go from here to there. But it's...
Look, the fact that I'm going in with... not really any expectations could be a really good thing or a really bad thing. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Other than that, where can we catch you, Wilco?
Yeah, probably nowhere. I don't know. Hey, actually, talking about that, I'm streaming after this anyway, so Wilco's Chill Zone on Twitch. On Twitter and, yeah, probably somewhere else. Oh, I had Mr. Fid McAwesome come into my stream last night. Mm. That was awesome. And he chopped down a little sub, one of the Twitchy Prime free subs for me. So,
oh, legend.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fid McAwesome. I just happened to be wearing my G2G shirt accidentally on stream because I was so lazy and it was the first time I've ever worn it on stream. You couldn't quite see it, so I had to actually sit up straight. And he's like, oh, I didn't even know you were wearing that. And I said, yeah, I was. There you go. So that happened, and that's where you can find me, on Twitch. Maybe Twitter.
Josh, where can we catch you?
In the Discord. Super Mega Josh
Jerkins.
You're never
in the fucking Discord. What are you talking about?
In there. Give me a shout out if you want to play something.
Oh, we should fucking actually probably say that. So, the Discord family got real weird with me.
I forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, so we've got a very, very friend. We've got a really amazing community to everyone a part of our Discord community. Thank you.
Terrible people.
You guys are fucking legends. I love yous all. And I've rebranded to Matt Jerkins, obviously, on Twitch and Twitter. Matty Jerkins on Twitter because some cunt has Matt Jerkins and he's never posted. Fucking asshole. So then I think it just started with someone changing their last name on Discord to Jerkins.
It was Timbo.
And then someone
Timbo
else doing
Jerkins.
It. It was Timbo.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
It was Timbo Jerkins, yeah. Because I tossed up calling subscribers and followers jerks and jerkettes on the Twitch, and then it sort of went from there, and someone was like, oh, we can all be Jerkins, part of the Jerkins crew. Before I fucking knew it, the next day I logged in and half the fucking active people have the last name Jerkins in our Discord. And I was like, oh God, any newcomer is going to come in and be like, what the fuck is this cult? Fuck? What is going on here?
And it just, like, what the fuck is this? It just kind of happened around the time that Far Cry 5 came out too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just call him the father. It'll be right.
Oh, it's fucked.
Yeah, because we got
Papa Jerko.
We had Nikki changed it for a while. We got Leroy Jerkins, which is Stevie Joe. We got Whippy Bippy Cunny Money Jerkins. I think last wave was even a Jerkins. I think Josh.
Last wave was Jerkins.
Dash Choma Jerkins as well. So
yeah.
Shout out to all you
Demuji
boys.
Demuji Jerkins.
He did change it.
There's a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I just want to make you aware of something too, Maddie Jerkins. If you are able, you can right click on someone's name and say change nickname.
Oh, I know you can.
So that
I choose not to abuse my mod powers.
Yeah, so hopefully we're also getting a news channel. I'm going to say it live on air in our Discord soon. So if Maddie Jerkins decides to do that or not, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll do it after this podcast so I fucking remember. Okay. All right, we're going to add a news channel there. So if you want us to cover anything on the podcast and talk smack about it and get on the rad bants, then you can chuck it in there and we will discuss it on the podcast more than likely, unless it's really shit news, in which case we won't mention it at all. But yeah, you can catch me at Matt Jerkins on Twitch and Matty Jerkins on the Twitter
and what Instagram. What church sort of shit do you frequent as your cult? I just need to find out. So yeah. Somewhere...
Oh, God, the Jerkins Presbyterian Church of
Jerkins
money? I don't know. I'm not too sure. And you can catch us all at our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
See you guys.
See you, Jerkins.